is no one more optimistic than the person buying two cases of beer. This is the perfect pour.
You're buying two cases of beer this weekend for the big game.
Oh, is that right?
Welcome to the Perfect Board Show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay. Let's hang out. You want to hang out? Let's hang out.
Yeah, okay.
Next couple hours, we're just going to hang out, drink some good beers, hopefully, and talk about indie beer, craft beer, some beer culture stuff. Listeners are going to call us. They're going to tell us their things, and we're gonna get the hell out of here.
Bye.
Try, you know, all get back to our lives. But for now, we're gonna just pretend that we can live life as beer drinkers constantly.
I love gold.
That's the first beer opening of the show.
Show beers.
This one, we're not sure who donated. We think it might be Chef. Because it's a Chicago beer.
Chicago.
But we don't have it. We didn't write it on it. And we don't know how it got here. But it's here. And it's from Spiteful Brewing. Bike Messenger. 10-9 Bike Messenger Appreciation. Double IPA. It's got, you know, it's got a fixie on there. It's got the Chicago skyline and the fixie on there.
It's
been in
so
there
far.
A little while. So,
we're riding doubles all night long.
Doubles all night long. Yeah, speaking of, our tailgate beer was the brand new
Sierra Nevada
Fantastic Haze.
That's it. They doubled their haze. Not really double, but they bumped up. Bumped up their regular haze beer. This is $3 more than the. Keep it hazy, whatever.
They doubled something, all right.
Hazy little thing.
Just hazy little thing. No, this is hazy big thing. Fantastic haze.
So it's a %1 more because it's 9% versus 6.
I like it. Fine.
Thumbs up.
Didn't do anything for me.
Ooh, 2 out of 3. Sorry. Hosts say it's fine.
As of right now, I have my summertime beer in that beer.
Ooh, that's a spiky, that spiteful one.
And your living's easy.
That's a good beer, though.
Yes. And man, make me forget how hot it is anyway.
All right. So now we're going. We're rolling.
Rolling donuts.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome, guys.
Please fasten all seatbelts. Keeps all hands, arms, and legs inside at all times.
Matt.
Everybody, please bear with me. My voice is not the best today.
Boo.
So I'm going to try the best I can to get through this. Durango, Colorado brewery, Ska Brewing, has announced that they are doing a 2020 brand refresh. So, look out for new can art coming up to shelves. You'll know that beer's fresh if you see it.
Oh, yeah.
Next 90 days, if you see new can art.
Good for us, bad for the company. When you do a label refresh. Those old labels, it takes about 1 week of the new labels, and that classic label looks terrible after about a week. Yep. You're like, oh, that's old ass beer.
Or that one store, they try to stock the one old six pack in front of all the new ones, and you're just like, no.
Not that dope, bro.
You're like, it doesn't matter what it is. I always grab the second one back in the refrigerator. Yep. Aisle.
But some of them are just don't even know how to rotate, and that old beer might be back in the way back there forever.
You're like, more of these are different than the one in front. That must be newer, right?
No,
but it wasn't.
No, I might have stocked them. So grocery outlet bargain market, watch out.
And then This one is almost a Megadeth name for a beer name, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe somebody will have to tell me how good it is. But from Pelican Brewing, they have Our Dankest Hour, which Megadeth had In My Darkest Hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that could be a wasted beer name if it's not good. So somebody somebody should look out for it. Maybe not necessarily us. Uh-huh. Try it and then let us know.
Huh.
Is it good? Was the name wasted? Pelican Brewing. And then Brewers Association has released an official best practice guidance for preventing packaged beer over pasteurization. So, pressurization, pasteurization.
Matt, what is that?
Pasteurizing beer prevents pressurization.
Okay.
But if you, for some reason, do not let the beer ferment all the way out,
stop brewing.
Fermentable sugars.
Stop.
Fruit or things added after normal fermentation and there's still yeast in there. If the beer is stored warm, it can continue to ferment out, which could cause it to overpressurize.
Uh-oh.
And so they are giving a bulletin on saying, this is how you prevent it. You should check what container you're putting it in to see its pressure limits and stuff like that to help make sure you're putting out a safe product. Because I've seen that come across.
Guys, pressure limits.
I've seen that come across a few different beer groups, as well as a few different little news articles about popping cans and stuff. So, has an official like document for you to reference and know more about that stuff. So, those are my culture things.
After that trouble in the LA, that all of a sudden the Brewers Association is like, well, we better remind these fuckers about exploding cans.
Fruit bombs.
Tiny explosions.
All right. What's happening over there, Nick?
Hi. Do you guys up on your intellectual puberty?
I have not seen his Instagram this week at all.
I have not.
That I know of.
All right. Well, from... Who did this?
Pooperty.
I don't know the beer name. So anyways, there's a beer that is feeling like the 80s, maybe 90s Nintendo game Contra.
Okay.
And it's called what else but Citra.
Mm.
And it's got the labeling and the images of the military guys and all the fonts.
Yeah.
And it's even got a little gold seal on it, just like Nintendo would have had.
Better be a one-off.
Yep.
Nintendo's going to come get him.
Doesn't say.
Who is it made it?
Out of all these hashtags, he doesn't say who makes it.
Son of a bitch.
But the label art is cool. This would go on Mikey's shelf for sure. The Nintendo theme. I could see it hanging up there.
That's looking out for whatever
beer company brewery
that
is.
Brewery that is. Yeah, we're looking out for
the Contra.
If you know what we're talking about.
And the ever famous cheat code.
Oh, yeah.
Up, up, down, down.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All that fun stuff.
When the start screen comes on. Be holding down the A button.
Back when we had so many choices of buttons. Mm-hmm. Three choices.
That's when I was really good at video games.
Yeah.
What was the third button?
The arrow directional pad.
D-pad.
Yeah. Well,
it's called D-pad, bro.
That didn't knock your socks off.
No, my socks are still on.
All right. Allagash, remember them?
Oh, yeah. They used to brew beer and stuff.
Used to.
Beer brewers.
Back when Whole Foods.
They might still brew beer. But
remember when people cared about beer.
Remember when
Allagash was one of those?
World Market was our only source for craft beer, and Allagash was
Allagash, man.
Half of the selection.
You got Allagash, honey. That's great. Yeah. Hey, where are you at? Baskets? Are you in Baskets? You over in the Baskets? Hey, go to the glassware section.
Give me some herbal tea while you're back there.
Hey. Give me some of them, those candies, Japanese candy.
Wow, you fancy. Well, they are collabing with gold. Creature Comforts.
Oh, I like Creature Comforts.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you guys would like that.
I do like that brand.
We haven't had Creature Comforts in a long time.
Even though it's a Belgian
not IPA. Saying anything, but not putting it out there or anything, but I'm putting it out there. And they eat Creature Comforts quite well. That seems like a brewery that would be distributing enough to where, you know, it would pop up in California somewhere.
I think it's time. It's maybe time for us to have some Creature Comforts. Maybe it has
them and just it's not in Fresno.
Maybe they're hanging back with Six Point and just not crossing.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Screw those guys over there.
Yeah, they got enough IPAs. Time for that. They're West Coast. They're too West Coast.
They don't drink IPAs past a month date, so why bother?
They shipping them by covered wagon? What's going on here?
Well, by the time it's out here.
Okay.
I don't know how fresh you see your 6 Point beers. Mine fresh. Are usually a month, you know.
Super fresh. Day old.
Oh, well. Overnighted.
Overnight, please.
Overnight these to the perfect pour. They gotta get them.
That's right. So there you go. Collab.
Mm-hmm.
Collabs are happening. Let's play What's That Road?
Okay.
Abby?
Shields.
Perfect. Do either of you know which highway in California is nicknamed the Golden Chain Highway?
Oh, it's the one in the mountains.
Very good. What number?
52?
I don't know.
48.
Almost.
45.
Farther. 40. You went farther away.
Oh.
You should go the other direction.
49,
bros. Yeah. 49.
Knew it.
So craftbeer.com did a list of craft breweries along California's Gold Chain Highway. Where does that highway start, Mikey?
Right by Southgate.
Right by Southgate.
41.
Now I know what highway you're talking about.
Yeah, so Southgate Brewing made the list.
They are, Southgate, you can begin your golden run.
You can begin your golden highway.
Isn't it
drinking?
Like, isn't it like Proctor's or Prosper? Isn't there something else?
Then you go start at Southgate, and then you would go to Mariposa next,
mm-hmm.
which would be 1850.
Good job.
Ah, and then I don't know what happens after that.
Wow, I was impressed by that one alone, Mikey. So Bear Tent Brewing Company in Tuolumne.
All right.
Snowshoes Brewing in Calaveras County. All right,
or moving up north, moving northern.
Northernly. Amador Brewing Company in Amador County.
Okay.
Placerville Brewing Company in El Dorado County.
Yeah, now we're up in the Sacramento areas.
Moonraker.
Oh.
Apparently Moonraker's along this trail.
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Then we cross over Three Forks Bakery and Brewery in Nevada County.
Okay. Apparently that's next to Nevada.
Yeah, so there you go. You can do some mountain drinking. If you're not a beach person and or a big city person,
sure.
Here is lots of mountain
drinking. I wouldn't do it right now unless you got the big tires and the four-wheel drive.
And the chains.
But soon. It'll be spring here really soon.
Yeah. Get your drinking galoshes on. Go do some mountain drinking.
Yeah. I've been needing to go to Southgate for a while. We keep talking about it.
Hey, let's go to Southgate this weekend. Okay.
And then, before you know it, it's Monday morning.
Hey, weren't we supposed to go to Southgate?
Tell myself the same thing.
The hell of a weekend.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be cool to do stuff on my day off. Day off. I don't want to do anything.
That's right.
You know what else is cool? Not doing stuff.
Yeah, thought I'd get outside, you know, get the lawn mowed and start the laundry and fuck it. I'm just gonna sit on the couch.
No, never mind. If I can get in like a good hour's worth of housework, yard work, then I'm like, I did my job this weekend. Done.
Solid.
Pretty solid.
Mowers.
Pretty solid weekend. One of those guys that just mows and never sweeps.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not. Yeah, always sweep.
Okay.
Always sweep. Do
you just sweep it back to the grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I use a mulching mower, so, you know, you can do that. I don't have a huge
He's being lawn. Organic.
Yeah, it's organic, bro. It's annoying to stop and, like, you know, empty the bag and then go back. And that's why I get mulcher. It's like, never mind.
Wow. Doing. Yeah. Double cut.
I have a guy named Mr. Van. He just takes care of it for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's cool, dude. Go way back.
It's cool, bro.
He's a bro.
What's his lawnmower beer?
I don't know. I don't usually see him drink while he's working.
What the hell? Hey, man.
Shouldn't you have a beer?
No, I'm good. Okay. Well, I'm at one.
Does it count as a lawnmower beer if you're having one while you're watching
while
the
you're
garden?
Watching your guy do your front lawn? I'm like, it's lawnmower beer, hon.
Woo, it's a lot of work.
Looks like you're sweating, bro.
Sweating over here.
Woo. How's that lawn cutting?
Woo. Looks good. You got that over there in the little corner? Make your line straighter, dude. I don't want to stand here all day.
Hey, you know how they do it on the baseball fields where they got the crossies?
Yeah, make a little design.
Yeah.
I want a design.
I want the crossies.
Is that your things?
That's my things.
All right. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Carl Strauss has released their calendar. Gone over Modern Times' calendar.
Ooh.
Nothing too crazy. It looks like they're keeping all your, from what I can tell, they're keeping all your classics. They got their collab calendar going. So right now we're experiencing a great one, that Pure Project one.
Ooh, yeah.
That hazy whatever it's called. Wow. Murky.
I'm going to try to go down to one, if not both of those breweries. So.
Oh, good job. That one is, that murky has been hitting. I mean, even guys from work have been like, because I told them about it, and they're like, oh my God, it's a good beer.
Damn.
Blowing it out at the market. It's like, it's going faster than the Pliny bottles. Pliny bottles just sit there.
So you're to blame.
Yeah.
Because I was... having a conversation with, I was around Jake from State Farm, and there was another guy that mentioned, how's Russian River doing in town? And he's just like, dude, the market just can't keep up. Mm-hmm. So you must be the guy that's feeling the beer to rotate over at the market.
Go to the market.
Yeah.
Market keep beer. Everything fresh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong.
All right. Good. Their next one starts... Well, the good thing is that Pure Project is supposed to last through March, so I'm guessing there's going to be more of it coming, that murky, hopefully. Then the next one starts in April, and that one's with Fort Point Beer Company. That's a San Francisco one, right?
They still make beer?
Apparently, at least with Carl Strauss, they do.
That's it's San Francisco.
And then in about May, June, they have one with Society.
Oh,
so there's going to be Carl Strauss and Society. And then after that, at the end of the year, something with Modern Times.
Does that mean it'll be the official collab with Isbear Carb?
Isbear Carb. What, the Instagram girl?
Yeah, she announced that she took a job at Society Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Subtly. She was like, can you guess where my new job is? And she had like a sweater, Society sweater on. I was like, well, I'm excited about this.
I could. No, what?
No.
What is it?
What? Tell us.
I don't know.
So.
I never learned how to read.
Untapped Festival is happening again.
Great.
Yeah. At least they poke fun at themselves with their commercial for it because they're going through all these different plastic cups.
Oh, shit.
Which was their thing they got in trouble for last year was not having the cups proper cups. And
no cups?
They had a whole cup fiasco. And people were like using like condiment, you know, where you put, you put your ketchup in.
Yeah.
Cups.
The unfoldable.
I think they ended up using those at some one point. So I think they're going to make sure they got the right cups and hope that there's not another storm that happens.
Fire festival.
Look in your, that's a lot of people calling it, is basically the craft beer version of the fire festival. Hop Sound Jay is excited about this. A Lone Pine Brewing is expanding their reach. This is a Portland, one of the fastest growing craft brewers in the country. Ooh. Out of Portland, Maine. Lone Pine. They're expanding into New York, New Jersey, and Utah, which is like an odd, like,
yeah.
You know, I get New York and New Jersey since you're over there in Maine, but then like Utah too, which, Jay is excited about, obviously. He doesn't get enough stuff there in the Utes. Yeah. But that's fun. They've gotten some medal-winning beers, and they're a fast-growing brewery. So Jay needs some of that trading bait. So he needs some tradable things out of Utah because he's looking for Pliny. He's looking for a couple things. So
wow.
So yeah, if you wanted to trade a Pliny with Jay, Hops_Hound.
Mm. I'll trade him one.
All right.
Does he want to trade me a Pliny? Did I hear that right?
He wants a Pliny. Oh. Somebody get him a Pliny.
No. He has to send me a Pliny before I send him a Pliny.
And like, nah. Like, wait, you can get Pliny anytime you want.
Yeah, but I want your Pliny.
Wow.
I have a question for you guys and for the listeners that they can answer this next week with either tweets or emails or voicemails.
Man, that sounds like a lot of work.
Because I'm thinking about doing a post on MikeyTopWar.com. Mm-hmm. It's a blog.
Oh, are you crowdsourcing right now?
Yeah, I'm crowdsourcing. Don't anyone take this idea.
Okay.
The kind of games you play, what's a good game you like to play if you do it all? We're just hanging out, drinking with somebody, with your significant other or friends or something. You're just hanging out at your kitchen table. Like, are you playing Yahtzee, playing Uno? Are you playing card games? I kind of don't care about like poker. It's like, poker is just boring to me. So, I mean, I know it's a common thing, but like something not poker.
How many people are we talking?
Anywhere from 2 to 8 people. I'm thinking, you know.
Okay. Mm.
Do you at all do this? Like, do you have an activity? You and the wife have like an activity while you're just hanging out, relaxing, having some beers and some wine.
He likes to play vinyl.
Yeah.
Vinyl or YouTube.
That's our Friday night usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's more of us, we have found the Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done that.
So that provides some good entertainment. Interesting entertainment. You learn a lot about
people. Have you gotten the bonus packs or whatever they're called?
Yeah, the red expansion pack.
Expansion pack.
Mm-hmm. Is the there's one with food I'm very scared of.
Oh, really? There's a food one?
There's a food expansion.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I don't want to be turned off by food.
Like, no, I'm turned off. Food's turning me off now. Food
is gross.
Thanks. think game.
Mm.
I know Matt goes to pub quiz.
Yeah,
on his night on the House of Pendragon. I see him there.
And we fail miserably every week at pub quiz because Jeff is a jerk.
Nah.
Primarily, jerk. Primarily talks about Greek history.
That's what he puts in pub quizzes?
Yeah. He's like, okay, a history question. I'm like, Greek history is a little bit old.
Hey, better not be Greek history.
Antiquities.
It's like, I took history after the Civil War, not pre-Civil War, so...
Wasn't a whole lot of Greece stuff?
Yeah. And then, and then he'll do things like Shakespeare, and then he'll always go pop culture, so you kind of have to be weary of what's in the news, whether it's sports or reality TV or, you know, some sort of scandal. He'll usually pick a topic like that. Mm-hmm. And then...
Star Wars?
Star Wars? Who? Sometimes if it's around a release date of something, he'll pick that topic. Okay. And then there is a group every week randomly by the roll of a die. He'll, you know, say team number 5. They'll have to give the topic for the next week.
Rey Kenobi. The answer is Rey Kenobi.
You're making that up.
Maybe.
I thought her last name was Skywalker.
No, who knows?
Yep. I had to like explain that to somebody. I'm like, okay, listen, I don't know the most about Star Wars, but I was like, for my reading, she looked off in the distance and said Skywalker. Nobody else said that she was Skywalker. So, and they're like, what? No, you're wrong. And then like 3 other people came in that knew a lot more than me. And they're like, no, he's actually kind of right about that. And I was like, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Who was trying to question you?
I don't know. Some rando.
Listen, rando. Been watching the wars, okay? Don't challenge me.
Yeah, I've almost seen most of them.
Now. Almost most of them.
So, you know.
Except for the one that is considered the ultimate Star Wars movie.
It's probably that same person that was telling me that 5 is the best movie.
It's called Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody calls it 5.
I call it 5.
Except for Matt.
So I do that on Tuesdays and we go play pub quiz and we fail miserably.
Hmm. So I'm just trying to think about, you know,
yeah.
I might get in. When I was a kid, my family, my dad's side of the family were just big Yahtzeers.
Yahtzees.
So I grew up on Yahtzee.
Okay. You're going to bring it back.
I'm thinking about bringing it back.
Teach the young
I've never played Uno.
Oh, Uno's a classic. Yeah. That's our family vacation game.
All right.
Uno for sure.
Cause when I was at Thanksgiving, went to my in Portland in-laws, there was a lot of downtime and so games were getting busted out. So I'm like, yeah, I think we should probably just start getting into this.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. When the breweries have the old vintage games of, we've been known to play Connect 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never get into it at a brewery.
Yeah.
I never get to that point.
My wife and I have played a mean game at Connect 4 before.
Maybe I should start doing. Maybe that could convince the producer to stay longer if I get her going on some
hooked
game
on a game.
Yeah.
It's all whoever wins gets to decide if we leave or stay.
Oh,
best 3 out of 5.
That, that's a good bet right there. That will be, both of us will be intently into it.
The stakes have been raised.
One will be like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I gotta stay and have more beer.
I'm gonna have more of this Hellas.
Well, I don't think we talked about this beer. We opened it.
From Wazoo Corvette. He got us a Rampart, not a Rampant.
Rampants.
Or not Rammy. American Hellas Lager from Solid Ground Brewing.
Where's Solid Ground from?
Ooh, it has rice and 2-row, so there we go.
It's ricey.
It's from Diamond Springs, California.
Diamond Springs.
Speaking of Diamond, we haven't heard from them in a while.
Diamond Springs? I don't know where that's at all.
Uh-oh, do we need maps?
A geographical reference, please?
Diamond Springs? Where's Diamond Springs?
Diamond Billiards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
been there.
Been there. It's 140 miles from here.
Okay. Couple hour drive.
And
it's going to be north.
You think it's north, huh?
Yeah, if it's a 2-hour drive, it's going to be north.
It has to be north because it's Wazoo Corvette.
Right. Well, yeah, that too.
It is north of us and east of Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
East of Folsom, even.
Wow. In the foothills,
this
probably?
This is in the hills.
Up on the hills.
In the hills.
What you doing up here, boy? This is the hills.
Auburn.
We ain't got your hazies up here.
Sutter Creek, north of Sutter Creek. You know where that's at? No. Okay.
It's a winery.
So, yeah, if you take the 50 east out of Sacramento.
Take the 50 east out of Sacramento.
But don't go too far.
Don't go to Tahoe. If you get to Truckee, you've gone too far.
If you've hit Placerville, you won't turn around. Hey, this is also on the 49.
The gold.
Diamond Springs. The 49 goes right through Diamond Springs.
Oh, why didn't they get on this list then?
Man, because somebody is being judgmental.
Not good enough to make the list.
So, yes, the Diamond Springs is where the 49 and the 50 meet.
Oh, 49, 50.
49 meet 50. There you go. Mountain towns.
Oh, mountain towns.
Mountain towns.
Good for drinking. What's happening?
Oh, sorry. I have no idea.
I'm sorry. I forgot. It's an audio show.
Watching the new Matthew McConaughey commercial. What's going on here?
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
Listening to the Perfect Pour.
After dark.
After dark. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, including the Perfect Pour. You can leave a 3-minute voicemail on there, or you can record it yourself. Screw Google Voice. You can record one yourself and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it as tight as possible, because, you know, think of the children. They don't want to sit and listen to a long, rambling voicemail of like, I had the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. What else is going on? They don't want to hear that. They want you to keep it tight. Just like this guy.
Perfect Pour. Donnie, we are drinking in the North Pass.
What's up, Donnie?
We're drinking in the South Pass. We're in Vegas.
Whoa.
And we were able to hit up a couple breweries down here. We hit up a brewery called Abel Baker. Just
Abel
a
Baker.
Phenomenal.
Donnie Baker?
Donnie Baker? It's me, Donnie Baker.
Beer all the way around. That's pretty good. We hit up Hop Nuts Brewing, and then went downtown to
I swear
Banger
to God,
Brewing.
I did.
And, you know, anytime you get out of town, you get to try some beers that you can't get, say, up in the Northwest.
That's a good thing.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of good. It's been a lot of this and a lot of that. Now we're at some place called I Love Sugar, and it's like a 42-ounce
in Vegas.
Drink my wife's in drinking. Vegas. It's got a pound of gummy bears on it.
Oh, man.
Anyways, can't wait to get on the plane to come home tomorrow.
can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
Podcast, and I'm going to listen to it on my way home.
Yes.
Anyways, guys, I'm having fun. Louie, keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, Louie, he heard it all.
Oh, sorry. I was putting headphones on Louie.
He's now waiting for his crackers. He's like, I did good job.
I did good.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh,
man.
Drinking Vegas in the Northwest and the Vegas. I've been to Vegas in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Been
uh-huh.
a bit for me.
Yep. Wow. 15, maybe? 2014?
That's the last time you went?
I think so.
Have you been there, man?
What?
I can't remember a time where you went to Vegas. You went to Vegas? You ever been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas twice.
Oh, okay. Just hasn't been recent, or at least maybe I wasn't paying attention.
No. Last time I was in Vegas was
2009.
Wow. Whoa.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
You're like, oh, I remember.
I think I was there too.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
You like Crazy Horse? Crazy Horse 2? The Deuce?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
That was the one where... Where are you from? Oh, Fresno. Oh, I went to Central High.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Matt, we gotta go. Boy, well, I'm having a good time. No, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
We're getting the fuck out of here. Some girl from high school's here. Yeah. Well, that's cool. No, that's not cool.
It's not cool.
Not cool. We're going. Not cool. Let's continue on.
Yes, please.
Please move on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I've got a little culture item directed at Scotty B.
Okay.
Maybe we all knew this day would come, but I saw a little news item this morning that said that there is a brewery in Georgia. I think they're called Pontoon Brewing. That is doing a Skittles.
There it is.
Oh boy!
And Trix cereal infused Berliner Weiss.
Oh my goodness!
So Scotty B, if you snooze, you lose, man.
Took too long.
My original idea for that beer was a Goza, but the Berliner Weiss is pretty close. Yeah, Skittles and Trix. So. I'm sure
what can we get to compliment this
maybe
fruitiness?
Our Florida rep.
More fruitiness.
We'll get to try that. I don't know, but
we're looking out for
goes
it.
To show you that if you have an idea and you don't do the idea, somebody else will eventually do the idea.
Damn it!
So doesn't mean Scotty B can't try to make a Skittles beer, but now somebody else has done it. So, oh well. So, yeah, keep up the work. The good. Something like that.
For good. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work. Can't tell
thanks,
us what to do.
Paul.
Keep up the work for good.
I wonder if Paul's going to try to get up and go get those younger bottles.
Oh, you think he's going to plan his northern trip weekend?
Yeah, be smart.
Smart.
Get his two bottle allotment.
I'm not going to go to Younger. I'm just going to hope Younger comes to me.
Ooh.
Wow.
What's that rumor about Younger? Kick of Younger. Gonna what? Be in town?
New. Are we a Younger town
new
yet?
New beer.
Did we buy enough
show?
Elder?
Yeah,
did
we get enough Pliny Russian River to get Younger? A keg of Younger in Fresno?
I wonder if they'll come in and evaluate our
it'll be like
elder storage capacity.
They'll smell, lick their finger, put it up to the wind. Yes, break one keg. One keg.
That marker that tests for lead on paint, like they'll rub that in the cold box.
Okay.
We really don't need more than 5 kegs. Just play fair. You can just spare a couple.
Wow.
Come on, Russian River. Help us.
Come on, Vinny. Come on, Vinny.
We're a Russian River town. We only deserve the all the things.
We were a strong supporter of you before you chose Fresno.
That's right.
And so now we're a strong supporter of Younger. So just hear our battle cries.
I've been through the Younger line several times. I put in the time.
Oh, that's what's going to get us kicked out.
They're like, wait, Fresno. What's it? What's something about Fresno? What was it? What was Fresno? Something wrong. Oh, the dumb ass on the podcast.
Oh, you mean the guy who dropped
harassed all my customers and then dropped the Younger in the ground.
Yeah. Now, no Younger for you.
Now, I'm not asking for cans. I'm just saying a couple of kegs. I'm not trying to be
bottles, but I'm sorry.
Too mean about it.
It's bottles, by the
way. It's bottles, but it's fine. New beer we got on the show from our friends at Dust Bowl Brewing up there in Turlock, a little north of us, off the 99. Great facility. I was telling a friend from work about, we were talking about it, how cool of a place they got there. I haven't been to the original downtown spot before. Oh, man. I need to go to that. But the brewery they got there on the west side of 99, it's a pretty cool place. This is Lost Uncle. It is an imperial stout with berries, cocoa nibs, and cacao nibs, vanilla bean, and coffee.
Whoa. There's a lot going on in there.
Did you get
it? I did not get it.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, wait, didn't you?
Yeah, I drank it.
Drink it all.
It's bye-bye. I'll see you tomorrow.
So.
Does this require a drinking buddy?
So thanks for this beer, Decibel. Yeah, you might need to have a safety drinking buddy.
Yeah, 9.8.
That's a good percentage.
All right. You just stay with the one cam. Ooh, the cherries. There's some cherries in there.
If only that's NyQuil tastes like
first thing that hit me is the cherries. If NyQuil tastes like this, you'd be out every night.
I would never leave the house.
I'd be like, I'm NyQuiling. I can't go to work.
Sorry. I had the nighttime version. I cannot work today.
Yep. Wow, the cherries are... You gotta like cherries on this one.
Dust Bowl has... They've gotten a handle on how to put cherry in beer without it killing it, in my opinion. They had, what's the other?
Yeah. I'm not going to think of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Everyone else seems to have a medicine type flavor. In
Fruit
this does.
Stand? Was it Fruit Stand?
No,
that was a different one.
It wasn't Black Blizzard. It was...
I can't. They're doing good things
they're
there.
Doing good things. Yeah,
they're quietly doing good. You know, representing the valley well.
Yeah, taco truck lager seems to be on many places.
Mm-hmm. They're just like showing up and doing the work.
Yeah, they definitely come in clutch with that, as the kids say. Because people are like, "We want a craft lager," and they're like, "Right here,
we got it.
Taco truck, got it."
Got it. What else you need?
Hey, guys. It's Vern from Temecula.
Vern.
Driving. Woo-hoo. Home from work on a Wednesday. Hopefully, I make it in time for you guys to record today. But if
you
not,
did it.
It'll make
you
it
made
next
it.
Week, I guess. Anyway, I wanted to call and say, over the last couple episodes, everybody's been talking about having dry January. We didn't go quite dry for January. We've been having a wine-uary. We've been enjoying a lot of wine this year.
No.
The year, sorry.
No.
Cut back on the beer a little bit. Now that I'm talking about beer again, March 28th, Mason Jar Brewing in Menifee is having their fifth-year anniversary. Five live bands. So far, they've got an Ozzy cover band and a Van Halen cover band.
Ah.
So if you guys can make it to the Temecula area on March 28th, it's going to be a kick-ass time. Anyway, let me get back to driving. Yes. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Temecula.
There it is.
Temecula. Wonder which Van Halen cover band it is.
Oh.
Is it a cover band or a tribute band?
Ooh.
Is it or Jamie's crying?
Do you think one guy tries to do both singers?
There probably is. Yeah, there is. But yeah, it's mostly David. It's the tribute, Van Halen tributes are mostly David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
I have seen a couple Sammy. I haven't seen but I know.
What if I want to hear Pound Cake?
A couple. Yeah. Let's play Pound Cake.
Pound Cake.
It's just the Atomic Punks, which are a classic band. They're like the quintessential Van Halen tribute band. And they're all Dave. You're just out there.
The Pound Cake! Hey, when it's love! When it's love!
Hey, right now!
Right now!
How about right now?
Right now. Hey!
Yeah, I'm going to do that next to the Atomic Punk show.
You should. That'd be hilarious. You'll be on YouTube for sure.
Look at this guy.
Local man heckles the tribute band.
Local Van Halen nerd, idiot. Heckles Van Halen tribute band.
Hey.
Is that guy supposed to be Michael Anthony?
Can't drive 55, am I right?
No way. His hairline isn't receding enough.
Hey, what's up, Perfect Pour? This is Philip.
Huh?
Also known as Tap Savvy.
Yeah. Tap Savvy.
Was West, listening to January West 10th Phoenix. Upload, and I heard my call out. I'm sorry, guys, I haven't had a chance to call. I wanted to start calling more and just interact more, but you know, with opening up the beer
starting
bar,
a business,
opening up the tap room,
maybe
it's been crazy.
Should
have
been number one priority.
A lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of beer deliveries, a lot of things going on, man. So apologies. I'll try to interact more. I'll try to call in a little bit more, just so we can have a good time talking about drinking beer.
Yeah,
beer. Got some good beer. Hey, Mikey, I hit you up on old, I think, 2016 post, maybe older than that, where you checked in Dead Guy by Rogue. yeah. A few weeks back, I heard you guys commenting, you know, who drinks Dead Guy anymore? Nobody drinks that. Man, I put a few weeks back also, I put Dead Guy in Tap Savvy in the tap room, and it killed it, man. It was gone quick. Apparently, some people still love Dead Guy. In fact, look me up on Instagram. You'll see a picture of me wearing my Dead Guy, my Rogue Dead Guy shirt that I bought at the Rogue Brewery. So,
Tap Savvy,
I like
with
Dead Guy. I think it's a great beer.
Two V's.
It's a good gateway beer. And I love yeah.
Matt's
using
looking up
Dead
now,
Guy
right?
ale to bring in new craft drinkers. People come into the tap room. They say, what do
we
they
got
say?
Dead Guy.
They say, oh, give me something light. And I say, well, what type of beer do you like? And they say, I like Coors. And I say, well, I don't serve any of that horse shit. why don't you try this Rogue Dead Guy?
Right to the jugular.
It's kind of like Coors. It just doesn't suck. It tastes good. Ooh. Try it. I insist. And usually they say, man, this is good beer. And I have another craft beer guy or gal in the mix. And I'm contributing to the industry, bringing you craft beer lovers one person, one drink at a time. One Rogue Dead Guy at a time.
Yes.
So anyway, getting close to being out of time. It's fun. I'll try to interact more. Follow me on Instagram at Tap Savvy. And if you're in the Phoenix area, hit up the tap room. Tap Savvy in Litchfield Park. That's what's up. Peace.
With two V's. I think two V's. Tap Savvy.
Yes.
V.
You know, if somebody told me they like Coors Light, I'd just give them an abyss like you have photoed there. So just, oh, you want to try the next best thing? Try some abyss.
How about this?
Guys.
As we roll on, do voicemail.
Keep rolling.
What?
Like, hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Colin and Janine. We got a quick hitter for you here. We just noticed a reference on the show.
Okay.
Apparently, Janine thinks.
You guys watch You.
You. That crazy, psychotic, killer show.
Because of the green juice.
The green juice.
Never heard of it.
Brought you some green juice.
You lucky that green juice.
We're totally addicted to the show right now. We're watching the second season currently.
It's pretty crazy.
Yes.
All right.
So, just, do you watch You?
Do you watch You?
No.
Do you like that shit?
What did sound all sped up? It is a Netflix show. It's about this basically serial killer guy. It's kind of like it's like Dexter, but in LA
for craft beer.
Yeah, but and the guy has less morals than I think Dexter did.
Oh, wow.
The producer watches that, and I have by proxy watched a couple episodes.
Okay,
but. I don't know. I'm not that into it because I don't like that guy. I know a lot of the ladies love that guy, but I'm just like, that guy.
IMDb is.
I sort of don't like anybody on the show, so it's
hard to watch a show you don't like anybody on.
Yeah.
What, this episode 340 is when you admit you don't like me?
Well, not this show, Matt.
I was like, wow, you've been holding that in for quite a while. You could have just said
finally. I'm going to say it now, guys. No, but talk to producer Becky about that, because she'll, if you can find her on Twitter, she's sort of hidden on Twitter, but she's there. Yeah. So, nope, so it would not have been a reference to that show.
Nope. I had no idea it even existed.
Yo, what up, Perfect Pour?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Connor and Janine.
How you guys doing? It is Sunday.
It's different.
I went to River North today. Sure? They do Hazy Sunday.
Oh, no. Nick's
favorite. Oh. Yeah, she did.
Nick, you got to hit that up.
If you're having a Hazy Sunday,
but, I'm just staying really home. Sunday is
really bad. Means you didn't drink enough water Saturday.
That's right.
I drank the shit out of it, though. I was like, I need some water right now. So then we went to River North after that.
There we go.
Did our Hazy Sunday thing. They take their regular haze beer and they throw some different stuff in. This time was Calypso
and
Cashmere. And I gotta tell you, cashmere hops do not taste good.
No, it's Calypso, didn't it?
Calypso.
Cashmere was better.
Oh. Calypso, anyway, so. Cashmere. Which is better?
No, it's all good. So, dude, I gotta say, like, our callers on this show are the best. Scotty91's call obviously comes out with fire, rolling some shit, having a good time, going to Treehouse. Can't wait. I hope you had a good time going to Treehouse. We loved Treehouse.
Yeah, when we went, they weren't pouring. It was just all cancels, but it was like a fucking Wednesday or something.
We actually felt lucky we left with anything, actually, because it was so busy and so many people and the lottery and, like, you know, the parking and all that stuff. Yeah. But,
we took a gamble. Like, we didn't know what any of the beers tasted like, but we just got the maximum allotment of whatever they were selling.
We filled a cooler.
And it was really good.
It was delicious. So, anyway, Sky91, cheers on that.
Excited to try some more Treehouse as soon as we get over this fucking cold.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd almost, like, maybe we could rent, like, a rider truck.
I got a Julius in my fridge, though, that Florida Steve sent out.
Yes, and we did say we're going to drink that, Steve. We're working on that one, dude.
Yeah, we want to be in peak condition when we drink it.
Yeah,
peak
condition. There you go.
No beer in our system. No cold.
No cold.
That's
please.
Part of the reason why we haven't called lately is we have been sick, and it's been ugly. And Janine's been doing the Basil Hayden's thing a little bit.
Lots of Basil Hayden's.
Kept her alive.
Lots of hot toddies.
Cheers to Chew Your Beer. He's an awesome caller. Love hearing him on the show. Cheers and to Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers to everyone who calls in and everybody.
I love the way this show has just such a natural flow to it. Everybody's just, you know, always happy, and the calls are always great, and the show's always great.
Joke's on you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. So, anyway, signing off from River North Brewing Company.
Keep up the good work, guys.
We're driving.
And stuff. Right? Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Thanks, Colin and Janine, for pushing through the sickness and giving us a couple calls.
Ooh, yeah, I'm trying my best here too. Thanks.
A new beer.
Like I'm not sleeping in
new beer on the show from Tioga Sequoia Brewing out of Fresno, California. Donated to the show by Bearded Brewer 87. Rush Hour Breakfast Stout. The classic Rush Hour. Is this the new one that we voted on?
Yes.
This past December with during Rush Day.
Component coffee.
If you voted for the component, it won.
Greg has done roasting for many different coffee places, as well as he's had, he's fairly seasoned. We've used him with some different beers before. He used to be called Slow Train, which you may remember. We used to use Slow Train in some Mocha Midnights and all the mornings and stuff like that. And it was 6 votes over the second place.
Every vote does count, is what you're saying.
It was tight. Yeah. I voted.
There was a good 40 minutes.
I voted triangle.
Where it was tied.
I don't remember what I voted.
It was tied. And it just kept going up 2 votes either way.
Son of a.
Yeah.
Was this like the movie Election? Did somebody like crumble up? Did Matthew Broderick show up and crumble up a couple votes and throw them away?
So it was like I was the only one that knew what the shapes were. So I was the only one that knew what the beers, like who was winning. But even the president of the company, he came by and saw my notebook where I had the symbols drawn out and the votes.
Uh-huh.
And he even freaked out and he's like, dude, It's like, he's all, it's a dead tie. And I was like, yes. And I'm all, I've been frantically pulling more ballots from the box to see who was going to win. I was like, I want to get a couple of votes over the other person, not just say, we won by one vote.
One vote.
And so he even legitimately went up, made an announcement over the PA system saying like, hey guys, voting's cutting off. We need votes now. And like he even targeted a few people that walked in and said like, hey, I need you to vote on this.
I need you to
I'll vote. Give, you know, whatever it is, I need you to vote on this flight. And yeah, component one. So this is the coffee we use for all 2020 barrel age projects and rush hour in general.
Wow.
Barrel aged.
It's like I'm taken back to rush day right now.
Which I think people have noted this is the less chocolate-y of Lion the coffee roasters.
Oh.
The less chocolate less forward.
Okay.
And yeah. Typically people go chocolate forward. To me, this is more of like a fresh brewed cup.
Mm-hmm, very.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'm getting that.
Freshly brewed cup of coffee.
So how, so these are going to be available for a while or?
Yep.
Like, is there a limited run here?
We'll at least do two or three batches. It'll be cans, draft, you know, full distribution.
All right.
Big Game James will even get some.
Whoa, Baco.
Wow.
Wow. There you go, Bakersfield. Game. You can have some.
That is a name we haven't heard in a while.
And the final voicemail of the week is from this dude.
Hi, guys. Fontana Jim here. I'm going over the Perfect Pour Podcast Fantasy Football recap.
Oh, come on.
What? So, still?
Mikey, man, baby. See, you're confused about the number of winners. Huh? Here was the go from the beginning. There were always going to be two crowlers. That was really the buy-in. It wasn't a money league. It's a beer league because beer's fun. And everyone wants to have fun.
Yes.
So what we did is I separated everybody out in perfect pour standard on a Western division and Eastern division. Eastern division being anyone who is east of California and beyond all belief, beyond all That's understanding.
East. Back east.
We ended up having two-way ties for first place at the end of the regular season. Brutang Clan and Captain Fwifo, they came in and tied for the East, while Chino Yacht Club and good old D. Fontana Jim, we ended up tying from the West. So those ended up being split, each all four of us getting their own crowlers. And then we go into playoff time. And the playoffs this go-around were actually pretty hard to believe. In the first round, number one seed Chino Yacht Club got knocked off by Portland Jazz by a score of 255-34.
Oh, shit.
I beat Fontana. Team Fontana beat Janine by almost 100 points. Brutang Clan got smashed by Hoppy Libations. And Captain Fwifo, he ended up getting beat by the Tony Bags. In the second round of the playoffs, Tony Bags beat Portland Jazz by a score of 297-245. And the Fontana Gym beat Hoppy Libations by a score of 268-180. Setting up a final showdown between the Fontana Gym and the Tony Bags. Tony Bags ended up winning this one behind the performances of Christian McCaffrey and Ezekiel Elliott. So that's your recap for the Perfect Pour Podcast Listener League. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I do. And let's see.
And enjoy the Since big we wanna game.
Go ahead and call at least one person out, we'll give you the people tied for the absolute worst records of the league. Across the league, we had a tie for absolute worst records. This year, our absolute worst teams were, any guesses?
Am I in there somehow?
Not you. Couldn't be you.
Well, if you guessed Florida Steve and who else? Who?
Chew.
Well, that would be Florida Steve and Chew Your Beer.
Oh,
wow. 3-8. Hope Florida Steve and Chew Your Beer. Hope I don't get cut off. Right?
That's what I guess.
And keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. All right, thanks. We can finally close the book on that.
Yay.
Fantasy football league, perfect.
Perfecto.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
Man, that backing track was real high today.
Yeah, it was weird.
Sounded like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Wow.
I don't know what that was about.
Meow.
No idea.
Little kitty on my foot, and I want to touch it.
I think that's the most cat-related thing I think I've ever heard you say in my lifetime.
Perfect. It's the only thing I know.
Looking out for beers. Yeah. Beers. Get released. We look out for them. What do you got, Matt? You got anything this week to look out for?
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
I joked with the guys because my voice wasn't that great. That's how I was going to communicate the whole show was via
if you're listening to text to talk. You already heard that. So,
looking out for beers. Yes. Let me pull that up right quick. I'm totally prepared for this. I promise.
So prepared for this.
Is this 90s at noon?
That's right.
Millions of peaches.
I thought this came in sooner than this. Sorry.
All right.
Worth it.
Definitely.
So we were teased with some Weldworks recently.
Yeah.
And now I want some more.
So, more shit is more well works, okay?
And being a Volkswagen person, there's an ultimate deluxe bus term, and the brother knows that as?
Samba?
Yes.
Okay.
So there is a Samba double dry hopped Juicy Bits from Weldworks. And Mikey, what are two hops that come to mind?
Mosaic.
Two of the three. Okay. Okay, so there's three hops total. You've guessed the one of three. Can you
please
guess
answer faster
one
next
of
time.
The others?
Nelson?
Nope.
Abu. Galaxy?
Nope.
Experimental 3675 809.
809. Citra. You were close.
Oh, okay.
Citra. Citra Mosaic and El Dorado, double dry hop.
El Dorado.
So.
I hop everything with El Dorado first because it's a great first hopper.
But yeah, so Samba, double dry hop, Juicy Bits. I want to know what this is all about. I want it in my face everywhere.
Just wants to know what it's about. Mm-hmm. What is it about?
What's it all about?
And then this one is for the brother.
Oh, boy.
I'm actually looking for a Maine beer.
Ooh.
All right.
Maine Brewing Company.
Not Maine Brewing.
Wow. What could it be then?
This is Mast.
Kushnuck?
Mast.
But is it Kushnuck?
Mast Landing.
Oh, okay.
Brewing Company. They're out of Westbrook, Maine.
Uh-huh.
They have... It's today's release is bound to catch your eye. Closer to Gold will be ready to go on at noon, but it is an Imperial Stout. That's just what they tell you.
Stout.
Perfect Imperial Stout, perfect for the chilly weather.
Ooh, that's a label buy. Look at that.
Let me see.
That is sexy.
Oh, okay.
Look at that sexy label.
Let's see. We have a Knott's Landing in there, but it's not this one. Wow. Or a Mast Landing.
Throw it away. This is the one I want.
Garbage.
Throw it away.
Get rid of that.
You suck.
Shice.
So, yeah. Let's see if I can get a little bit more of a description. No. That's it. It's just a That's a stout a for chilly label. Weather. So,
hopefully, there's only going to be a little bit more chilly weather.
What? Done chilly weather.
I'm done with it. Chilly. Oh, chilly weather. I love chilly weather. Chilly. Well, I ball chilly all day. That's all Matt's got to look at.
And then I'm gonna. Yeah, because I'm gonna save my other looking out for no. This is the time.
Do it.
This is the time.
All right, we're ready for it.
So I've confirmed that I'm headed down to San Diego.
Confirm.
It's been a 6-year hiatus since my last time down there.
San Diego.
But I need some help with, I'll be near the North Park area. I need some help with some different breweries and places I need to go. Pier.
North Side.
Pier is a must.
Paul Brewing.
Paul?
Pier.
Yes. Or Paul?
Paul Brewing.
Paul has a brewery down there now?
Paul has a brewery down there. You should check it out.
Virgin. Okay.
Fall.
Bergen.
Bergen is in...
I don't know.
Carlsbad?
Sure.
So, I mean...
That doesn't sound right, but yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up.
No, I looked it up, bro.
It's up and over. But, so, I mean, like, if I'm going to Society, Bergen sounds good. I think there's a pizza port out that way.
All right.
There's a couple other things, but I'm trying to stick... Because I'm traveling with other coworkers. Granted, we're all adults, so I can just tell them to go... F off
go, and go fuck do yourselves. Yeah. I'm going to do what
it's
I want.
It's not like we're paying for everything.
Do what so. I want. I'm a real beer geek, not like you dumb fucks. But
my goal is I would like to walk or a short Uber distance and find something.
Industry
that
Mikey is not nice.
No.
Find something that.
Just because you work for a brewery doesn't mean you know what the fuck's going on, okay? I've got a lot of breweries to hit. You guys are like, oh, let's go to Stone Brewing. Everybody knows fucking Stone Brewing, okay? I'm a real beer geek. I go to all the good places. You guys suck. Why don't you go to the fucking zoo, okay? I'm going to go to fucking real places because I'm a beer geek, okay?
Industry Mike.
You can keep up with me, fine. Go ahead. But I'm calling the shots. And you're paying for this Uber.
But if you have any suggestions, tweet me.
Where's my fucking chilaquilas?
Chat me.
Chicaquilas. Who's got the best chicaquilas breakfast in town, okay?
So just send me a message. Bearded Brewer 87.
Bearded Brewer 87 on all the social medias.
Bearded Brewer does not like Industry Mike.
Bearded Brewer does not approve of.
This is no different than any other podcast.
We're going to break him one day.
You give him.
Matt's going to break one day.
You give him one Helles Lager and he just gets all.
He gets all ready.
That's enough Helles Lager for you, Mikey. Fuck you, man. I'll drink all the Helles Lagers I want.
I don't think it's called Helles, is it?
Yeah, it's fucking called Helles. I know. I'm industry, bro. I have a podcast. Many years.
Many.
You don't. Do you? No. Just because you go on the aisle at the Whole Foods doesn't make you a beer geek, okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, we were letting that just ride.
No, you're supposed to help me out when I'm in trouble.
Oh, man.
You're like, well, man, he's in trouble. Give him some.
I know. I'll play the Can I Help You riff.
The stair, buying stairway. Can I help you?
Do you take cash?
Yes, but you must go to the register, sir. Can I just hand me cash here in the aisle?
Wayne's World reference. Nick.
Hello.
What are you looking out for? Bearded Brewer, make sure to contact them about your Northern San Diego recos.
Meow, 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 meow. So.
Meow.
As if 2020 couldn't have started off any better. Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
Now tells
what are
me
they up to now? What kind of kooky stuff are they up to up there in the Sierra Nevada?
Double haze.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Barrel aged narwhal four-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Oh.
Nationwide.
Nationwide?
Year
The rest of the nation round. Doesn't deserve this.
There is no calendar for this because it is year-round release.
We don't need to put it on the calendar. It's just there.
So not only is Narwhal now in cans, but it is barrel-aged in cans.
Wow.
Take my money.
Yeah, it's going to be like
$40. So you haven't had a... is this the first time in 16-ounce cans?
I believe so. Because it used to be Bombers. Then it was four-pack, 12 ounces.
Mm-hmm. Of bottles?
Of bottles. I don't think regular Narwhals even have been in cans. And this is barrel-aged Narwhal in cans.
I want it.
Wow. So we'll see it next week, right? Is next it released now? Week.
It's in your hand right now.
Oh. Oh. It's gone.
Oh, son of a... drink.
What happened?
So get your Narwhal buddies ready.
What happened to them, man?
Prepare yourselves. Make sure everybody has a buddy.
Get your buddy.
Say, babe, I'm going to need you tonight.
If you guys can't find a buddy, the teacher will provide one for you.
Month.
Like, no, no, not that. I need you for, I'm going to be drinking barrel aged.
Yeah, yeah.
Narwhal. I need a Narwhal buddy tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We will provide safety suspenders for everybody. So their pants remain fastened throughout the experience. Oh,
man, I can get past those. I need more than
break right
just some suspenders.
Oh, boy.
Keeping my pants on.
There will be a Snapchat
filter
put on.
Yeah. Luckily, my Snapchat's hard to find nowadays.
Oh, just now?
No.
Not before?
Before, I'm like, everybody, come watch my Snapchat. I'm in the pool. What else? Is that enough?
That's all I need. That will cover the year for me.
All I need is that four-pack.
Done.
Narwhal four-pack, and I'm good. Half acre. Up there, Chicago?
Chicago.
Bodum IPA. There's these 12-ounce cans, and they looked really pretty cool cans. It's got this cool volcano artwork on it.
Whoa.
I'm like, all right, we could use a can of that. So I'm looking out for that Bodum. It's an American IPA. My friend's rating on Untappd rated as a 3.99.
Ooh, man.
And everybody else rates a 3.94.
Do you trust your friend ratings? Have they?
I do.
Okay.
I trust my friend rating more than the everybody's rating.
Interesting.
And my friend's rating usually are higher, a little bit higher.
Than what you would say?
Than the what everybody else.
Than the everybody.
What the regular people say.
Okay.
Trillium Brewing. They have one coming out, a quadruple IPA. Although I think it's been previously a triple IPA, and then they... now they're making a quad, or it's just now they call it a quad IPA. I don't know. But a plane over car, over train, over boat IPA. And that's because there's a spot there where Trillium is or in their town where you can sit and watch. There's a river where you can watch a boat. And then there's a train bridge where you can watch a train. Okay. And then there's a car bridge. Okay. Or you can watch a car.
Okay.
And then there will be a plane above that.
Okay.
So there's a spot there where you can watch a boat or a plane over a car, over a train, over a boat.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Okay.
It's got Citra Mosaic Galaxy.
Citra. So do you think it's time for a Rotten Tomatoes version of Untappd where you get like a nerd rating that you can trust?
Oh, I like that idea. Where it's like a rating within a rating.
Yeah.
See, that's what I...
the non-critic rating.
Right. That's how I treat my friends...
your friends group.
Friends rating.
Okay. So you already have this built in.
Yeah, kind of.
You've selected the crowd you trust palette-wise.
Modern Times Brewing. I don't know if you've heard of these guys.
But
one called Proxima. I believe it just got released. This might be a like brewery only thing, but I'm hoping it makes it out to distribution. It's got Mosaic, Comet, and Chinook. And it's tropical. I was hoping it's a reference to Lady Proxima from Solo movie, but yeah. I don't think it is.
Damn it.
And this one, I think, came out during the Christmas season, but I missed it. Or maybe you might have even looked out for it and I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know. Boulevard Brewing Company and Modern Times did a collab. You remember this?
No, because I've avoided anything from Boulevard.
It's called Restless Nights.
Wow.
And it's a bourbon barrel aged coffee porter with bourbon barrel aged beans.
Beans.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what the hell
how do you bourbon barrel aged beans?
There's more to a process, but they take the beans when they're still green and they put them in bourbon barrels to absorb residual flavors. I don't know if there's liquid in there as well, but I know the beans have to still be green. I know that part of it.
All right.
Green beans.
Green I like coffee beans.
Green beans.
It's got a good, that's got a pretty positive rating on the untaps, and people are still drinking it right now, so it's still out there. You know, they're just looking out for you guys. You know,
not yeah, me. It sounds like a $30 bottle.
I think they're in cans. I don't remember.
What was it, cans?
Cans. And that's looking out for. Matt, what were you doing this week? Were you drinking or were you just dealing? Dylan.
Pretty much. I had like a couple Ordervilles Thursday night and
did you get that from Saymart?
It's too cold for that.
Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
But the sickness
really, I didn't go into Whole Foods this week.
Really set in.
Did you go there this week? were they from this week or did you buy them earlier?
No, this was Thursday.
Okay. Was there anything other interesting?
I bought Orderville Thursday.
That was it?
So that's obviously what was interesting. I bought it.
Nothing was more interesting than Orderville. So I bought that's what I'm getting right now.
And that I had a couple cans, and then Friday morning, this sickness that I've been dealing with.
What the sickness?
Kind of took its vengeance. And so,
oh, boy, here we go.
From Friday to Tuesday, I had nothing. And so the first beer I had back
Days of dry January.
It would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So that'd be 4 days.
That's a lot of days.
Tuesday afternoon, I had a Safari from Pizza Port at Spokeasy. And then I had two.
You're like, all right, I'm getting back into this.
I had a 2 Sierra Nevada Pills at the Cursive show, and that's it.
Is that what they had it in the actual venue? The stage venue is Sierra Pills. Do they have more exotic craft beers than that?
That's
in there?
All I drink.
All right. Did they have the door open for the other side, or was the door closed?
Tell the headliner the door was open, but at 10 o'clock, that's when karaoke starts, so.
Good luck with that.
Cursive is freaking battling with karaoke next door.
Wow.
But whenever I go to Sturmer's, I just drink Sierra Nevada Pale. I don't really pay attention to what else is there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Okay. Wow.
How was Cursive, by the way?
It was really good.
They were good?
Yep.
I've seen him. But.
Oh, I mean.
They
John
played,
John's?
No, I think it was at Fulton.
Oh, okay.
But a local friend of ours, Mike Adame, I judged it off of him because he was like, oh, I like this band. But he's all, I like some of their earlier albums. I haven't listened to their newer music. And so he was the guy who was like, oh, well, I'll just kind of hang out. And if I start hearing some songs that I'm not quite into, I'll probably just go home. I have an early work day tomorrow. I was like, okay, We were there till the very end. So ooh, they mixed it up well.
The hits.
They mixed it up well, and they played the songs that kept that guy there. So they did their job.
All right. I would like to go to that. New beer on the show. It's called Fun Fair. It's got a cool label because it's got like an airline ticket kind of label. And it's from Urban Roots and Society Brewing.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck. Urban Roots and Society Brewing collab beer. Unfiltered. A pale ale.
What?
Wow.
Pale?
This is from Wazoo Corvette. Thank you, Wazoo. God dang. Society and Urban Roots. This isn't good. I might shut the show down.
All right. Prepare to have your socks knocked clean off.
That's a good beer.
Not getting, having a hard time getting aroma, but let's taste it. Wow, that's some dry. That is dry beer.
It's dry AF.
It's good. It's good.
I don't know. Sierra Nevada, I think, has a little more flavor.
Yeah, it's definitely straight. It's not.
I guess it's a pale though.
Right.
We've been drinking doubles all night.
So. Yeah, we're like, come on.
This was a bad choice.
I like this beer.
I like it though. No, I'm still liking it. It's just
our setup was wrong.
Yep, bad setup.
Bad setup.
Rough setup for that. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Nick
oh, 80? Yeah. I actually left my house for once.
Oh.
Went out to Goldstein's for a few hours.
Goldstein's.
Watched a show.
Who did you see? What did you see there? You guys are all watching shows this week.
Chicken and Whiskey Band.
I'm mad I missed the Strange Vine show.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You guys didn't go to Strange Vine? Huh?
Did not.
Man, I was too sick.
No, it wasn't that night.
Oh, it wasn't that
night. I just didn't. I was working late.
Yeah. So, Chicken Whiskey Band at Goldstein's.
They had... It's off and on, I guess, whenever they get a keg of it, but they put Old Rasputin on nitro on their nitro tap.
Oh. And you're like, all right, I'm set.
I'm like, yep, I just can't pass that.
Don't need to look at the board.
Do not. Keep going. So, I got a couple of those... Then I changed it up to a therapist from Dust Bowl.
Yeah, Dust Bowl. Yeah. Back at it.
Uh-huh. So it was a pleasant evening, if you will.
Yes.
Of high ABV beers.
Good ABV on. So
yep.
Just letting you heads up.
Heads up.
You're going to have something to deal with here later.
That's right. Better give me a burrito in a little bit because I'm going to need some. Yeah.
Get ready to go burrito hopping after this. Right.
We need sustenance.
Well, best late night burrito in Fresno. Go.
Arsenio's.
All right, sure. Whatever's one's open.
Whatever's open.
That's the best one.
That's it.
Also depends which Arsenio's you go to.
Blackstone Herndon.
Yep. Or Blackstone or Herndon and Clovis. Those two are good.
They're too far.
Herndon and Clovis.
Depends where you live.
Oh, man. I'm in a lot of trouble if I'm out at Herndon and Clovis.
How did I get out later? Here?
Somebody help me.
Hi, sir. Oh, sir. Oh, thank God. I'm from Fresno. I don't know what's going on
here. Can you
here.
Tell me how to get back?
I'm just lost.
Ashland and Valentine's pretty good, too.
Wow.
Even though it's a gas station one.
Ashland Valentine. Take me to my dog, please. His name is Louie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Ashland. They're open late, that one, the Arsenal?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
You Central High guys.
That's right.
That west of 99 stuff.
West side.
West side.
West side.
That's it?
That's my bingo. All
right. Oh, jeez. Oh. I'm up. On tap. What did I do this week on tap? Because I don't remember.
What did you do?
I did the
Oh, Modern Times, hella open in Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah. There Imperial, you go. Double IPA. It's a good beer. Cool label. I was like, I was looking at the label and I'm like,
they better reference the A's in this label. Because
it's got all these sort of Oakland landmarky stuff. Like, they better reference the A's. And I wasn't seeing anything. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Hey, if you don't like reference the A's, I'm not getting this can. But then they got the stadium in there with the baseball diamond configuration. So I was like, okay.
Aren't they going to be the Las Vegas Athletics now?
No, that's the Raiders. The A's are now the only professional team on the East Bay. Or the A's. I mean, the A's are the only professional team now. And now we don't have to deal with the Raiders on our field anymore. It's nice. The Warriors in San Francisco, they can go over there and eat shit. It's Oakland A's.
They have a nice stadium, though.
Well,
the new Chase Center is beautiful.
Have you seen it in person?
I saw Black Keys there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I tried to be cool with my nephew, and I'm like, look, I was like, I'm at the Warriors in...
With the Warriors play, right? All,
I don't care about that team. And I was like, oh.
I don't care about that.
I was just trying to be cool, but whatever. I get it. I don't know anything about sports or no, who Warriors you're like.
Fan. What is he, a Lakers fan?
I don't know. You think I would know that part?
Yeah, I think so. Hadabuku.
Ooh. I saw, like, November.
Buku.
I saw like late November, early December cans at Save Mart over here. And I was tempted to pick them up. I was like, these are fresher. But I was like, I don't know if I should gamble on it.
This one, it was, they were December.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was probably the same.
It was December cans. And I was like, okay. Because I've been watching the Bukus.
Yeah.
And Buku was like... For a little bit there, it was like the best IPA out there
for a bit.
And it still keeps hanging out at my Save Mart here. But every time I check it, it's like 3-4 months. I'm like, nah, no. So finally, this time I check it, and it was only a month old. So I'm like, okay, I'll hit on it. First can or two, I'm like, no. This is not good. What happened to the Buku? And then about the fourth can, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm liking this again.
Why?
It's just the palate, man.
The setup,
the palate. And I had to get back. I figured out, like, you know, you have to detox from the haze.
So the haze is ruining
it. So once I did a little detoxing from the haze, and once I got to about that fourth Buku, I'm like, okay, now, I mean, not in one sitting, but like my timeline for having that six pack by the fourth one, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm back into Bukus now. So
there it is.
It takes a while. And I had a Pliny. The Pliny wasn't hitting for me either. I think my setup was weird, and I don't know. Wasn't in the right frame of mind. I don't know what's going on, man. I guess that's pretty much... I had a slow kind of week. I had a surreal from Alvarado Street, but I don't know if that was from... if I mentioned that last week or not. But, that's all. Find me, Dorktown or Mikey Topor on the Untaps. We're all on there.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking and boozing. Having a grand old time. DMing. Having fun. What's left, guys?
Cheers. 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 It's the end of the show.
Do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to my new Untapped friend, Kane Moyer. Moyer. It seems to be another Floridian person. So
you might
Florida.
You might see him at Willard's.
So
enjoying the Super Bowl down there,
Florida.
I mean the Super Game Bowl.
Florida is probably my biggest untapped friend area geographically.
A lot of people around there on the untapped in Florida are like,
You know, Bearded Brewery 7? Yeah, he's my friend.
What? How does the chief say it?
Chief.
Oh, I forget.
Well, I don't know.
Perfect.
Oh, you know what else is super?
Super. You, he would say, I'm super.
Super.
You're super.
Chief. We didn't hear from
man.
From Chief did this week.
He overslept.
Yeah. He was driving.
It's foggy.
Yeah.
He's delayed 3 hours.
Yeah. There's a lot of fog this week, so had to focus on his driving. Nick, do you have some cheers to the people?
I have a
show of the perfect boar.
Instagram cheers goes to gold_infork.
Gold infork. All right.
They were
golden fork. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. It looks like a little bit.
Looks like a foodie blog, but they have pictures of the places around Fresno, like Zach's Brewing and Pine and Palm.
To the Zach's. They've been to the Zach's,
yeah.
And the Pine and Palm.
And the Pine and
Roger.
Palm. Yeah, so cheers to them.
Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was Roger's birthday, too.
Oh, last cheers, week. Roger.
Was that last week?
Pine and Palm Brewing.
Happy birthday.
Go up there in the Pinedale. When you're hanging out in Pinedale.
Yeah, that's right.
Make sure to check out Pine and Palm
Brewing. You could send some mail. You could get your
car wash. Post office very close by.
Uh-huh.
There's a mini storage if you need to do some storage.
Look at the dirt lot where Toledo's used to be.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Cut me deep.
Wow.
Bro.
Wow.
They cut me deep.
Missed
bro.
That patio, huh?
Yep.
Man.
Damn it.
Am I inside? Am I outside? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? There's a tree growing through the roof.
That's right. This is wild. And my burrito has 3 sauces on it.
Yeah.
Man. Some good burritos there. We got 2 more. It's fine.
It's all right.
There's 2 other Toledos.
There's the Toledito's in downtown. That's apparently a good breakfast.
Oh, chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles. That's all in the cheers.
That's my cheers.
That's your cheers. Cheers to all our golden gods, man.
Yeah.
Gotta respect the golden gods.
Ooh, man.
Nobody new this week, but it's all right.
It's all right. We have new Purim members.
It's all right.
Lighten it up.
Golden gods are the people that donate money to us. Can you believe that? You're like, what? People do that? Yep, they do.
Shh. Don't tell them it's stupid.
It's really cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all you golden gods. You know what you're doing for us. $5 or more a month. Giving it to us. And we pretty much pay our bills. We're very close to being self-sustaining. Just need a little bit more of a push. And we'll get there. But thank you guys for helping us out. Keeps the show rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we need it to roll.
Rolling.
And then for a little payback, you get an extra show, which is the tailgate. And you get into the private Facebook group. As reference, the Purim.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Shout out to everyone on the Purim.
Yep.
Making the posts, keeping it up.
Thank
keeping
you,
Facebook
for all the
going.
The postings, not just the postings, but then the answering in GIF format is one of my favorite things ever.
All GIFs. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to check it out, you're like, yeah, I might do that. Check it out. Also, cheers to Luke Monday. And cheers to everyone having fun at the Super Game Bowl.
Yeah. Have all the jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, all your variety packs you brought.
Ooh, what's your variety pack? Do you have one picked out?
Probably just Sierra Nevada.
Damn it.
If I go somewhere.
Ah.
If I stay home, I'm getting, you know, selecting my own beer.
There you go.
I literally need a variety
pack. Top shelf.
Top shelf. Like, stay away. I developed a new system now where, because our beer fridge, you know, I share it with the perfect pour. So annoying. And producer Becky has her shelf. I have my area.
Yes.
And then the perfect pour has their area.
Strategically.
So then I have issues when people come over.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not around to regulate it or, you know, I'm in a different part of the house and somebody gets into the beer fridge.
Uh-huh.
And now I've got the door as like, it's a little simpler for when someone comes over, like, oh, you can, anything you see in the door, you can have. So beers that I'm like, okay, for somebody else to drink, I'll just put them in the door. Okay. So now it's simpler for me. It's like, yeah, check the door. So I'm just, as a recommendation for you, the person listening, you know, you have problems with people coming over your house and they're just not really beer geeks, but they're like, oh, this is beer, I'll open it up.
Yeah.
They'll know this is a beer that you've been freaking sitting there waiting to drink for all week, and all of a sudden he just drinks. I'm like, that ain't good. Like, fuck that shit. You got to watch out for that. So, like, just put it in your door, the fridge. Just put the beers you want, and so you can, it's very simple. It's helped me out. I'm just like, just look in the door. Anything you want. In the door.
Door beers.
Don't look at the rest of the fridge.
No.
Just look at the door.
Uh-huh. So, I like this. I like it.
Yeah. That's my recommendation for that. Shit. There was some other thing I wanted to do, and now it is completely freaking lost on me. Oh. We got a new review on iTunes.
Oh, great.
Reviews help us. Help us, you know, people looking for craft beer podcasts and checking it out, and maybe they'll look at the reviews and be like, oh, yeah, this one's, this is not going to help us out, but it's a review.
Saw that coming.
This is from Big G Cause, 3 stars out of 5, okay, which isn't terrible.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But it's like, and the title is way too long.
Ooh.
I'm not sure why anyone would want to listen to a 2-hour show of anything, really, but wow. I tried listening to a few shows, but it just too much work, and it's just not that exciting. There you go. Wow. That was a review. It's just too much. Apparently, this guy has never heard of 2-hour podcasts before, which I'm like, it was like, have you listened to Joe Rogan's podcast? It's like 8 hours or something.
Oh, shit.
No, it's like 4 hours, 3 hours. The Brewing Network, they put out 3-4 hour shows. It's not uncommon. That's a great thing about podcasting. You can make a 5-minute podcast. You can make a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
You can do it all.
Apparently, we need more energy.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, hey, I'll respect them. They tried. They said they listened to a few shows. That's all I ask. Hey, listen to 3 shows. And if you still don't like it, then we'll part ways amicably. But, you know, cheers to that review I gave. And thanks, everyone, for all keeping up with us all week and interacting, listening to the show, and telling your friends about the show. We really appreciate it. And I hope you had fun at the Super Game Bowl.
Yeah.
And,
cheese plates.
Old, cheese plates. Who's got the best cheese plates?
Mini burritos.
Ooh, mini burritos. All those good, all the fried things that you can put in the oven.
That's right.
So yeah. Keep up the good work, guys.
Uh-huh.
Be safe. Oh. Have fun.
Okay.
Check your dates
next time, Gadget.